You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast with me, Dr. Kat Arney. Still to come, we'll be discovering how genes contribute to skin colour and revealing a rather grisly gene of the month. But now it's time to head back into the world of RNA. Here's Susan Gottesman from the Centre for Cancer Research in Bethesda, Maryland, who's an expert on bacterial RNAs. I asked her to explain more about how small RNAs can control the activity of genes in bacteria.
So in parallel, both in bacteria and humans, some of them have the ability to decide which of the messengers actually get translated into the protein machinery. So they pair with the messages and then can change their fate. So they can make them disappear from the cell when they otherwise would be there. They can make them more active than they would otherwise be. The cell has the capacity for sending in new signals to these small RNAs, which are then regulating these much bigger messages. And that's important for development, it's important for cancer, it's important for disease, it's clearly important for bacteria to respond in the proper way to their hosts and cause disease.
So how are these small RNAs made?
Well, so that's a little bit different between bacteria and animal cells. Animal cells have a very complicated process. In the bacteria, they look just like some of the other genes. They have promoters, they're made as small pieces, and then they fold up and they can work. In the higher animal cells, they're made in the nucleus, they have to be folded up, they have to be cut, they have to be sent out of the nucleus, and then processed down. And each of those steps is a place at which the cell can say, okay, I don't really want this, or I do want it now.
And in bacteria that you study, what are these small RNAs up to? What sort of processes are they controlling?
Well, the more we study them, the more we find out about what they're doing. So if I tell you what I know now, you know, there'll be something new. We know they regulate whether the bacteria can swim from here to there. They regulate whether the bacteria has enough iron inside them to grow properly and how it gets that iron. They regulate whether the bacteria know to continue growing or stop growing. So almost everything. Every decision the bacteria has to make, and bacteria have to make a lot of decisions, the RNAs are in there, sticking in their two cents.
And what do we know about how this system has evolved? Because RNA and DNA
yes.
are kind of growing up in parallel.
That's really a very interesting question that I don't have an answer to. It's one of the things that I really like to play with, trying to figure out where these RNAs are. Are they ancient or are they newly evolving? They are evolving quickly. So I think now that we know how that they're there, we know where to look for them. We can start to understand what they do in the more complex behaviors. Let's just stay in the world of bacteria, how the bacteria interacts with its host, how it causes disease. Do the bacteria ever send RNAs to talk to the animal cells or vice versa? All of those are things that we think will be really interesting that we don't know about yet. So lots yet to look at.
That was Dr. Susan Gottesman from the Center for Cancer Research.